In St. Paul, I'm Matthew Schneeman. Some peace protesters are angry, angry at politicians, angry at the machine of war. Sister Bridget McDonald is angry too, but has had a lifetime to learn how to deal with it.
I have bumper stickers that say war is not the answer. That's good, unless the question is, what is the most horrible thing in the world?
McDonald has been at this a long time. She began walking the anti-war picket line during the Vietnam era. She's 86 now. During hundreds of protests and vigils, the Catholic nun has wielded humor as a weapon against warmongers.
They gave us the finger, but we changed it to a half a peace sign. Yeah, this no longer means what they think it means. It means what we think it means, which is a half a peace sign. So put up the other finger and you have peace, you know.
Bridget McDonald lives in St. Paul, Minnesota. She and three of her biological sisters, they're all nuns, have become famous for their unbending protests in the name of peace. And now their lives are the subject of a play.
Well, one of the hardest things about writing this play is to make sure that it's not just all jokes.
That's Doris Baisley. She's the author of Sisters of Peace, a new production about the Minnesota activists. And like me, Baisley has spent a lot of time with Bridget McDonald.
It's very hard and as soon as things start taking a serious turn, there's just some lightness, some joke, some song that just livens up the whole thing. And I thought, well, you know, this can't just be a musical. But I'm just partly apologizing to Bridget that all of her stories and jokes didn't get in here. But if they did, it would just be like, you know, it'd be like Saturday Night Live or something.
Barbara Berlovitz, a former member of theater De La Jeune Lune, is directing Baisley's play.
Yeah, a lot of humor. They have humor. They're very funny, you know, in their way.
But Berlovitz knew humor couldn't just be the play's only focus.
To me, the play is very hopeful, and it's very, there are some very light moments in it and beautiful moments. And so I wouldn't classify it as a comedy, but it's definitely not a tragedy. It's a portrayal of their lives, and it's, in that respect, it's quite beautiful.
One of the play's most dramatic moments involves Bridget McDonald's arrest outside a Honeywell weapons factory in the 1980s. At the time, Honeywell manufactured cluster bombs for the U.S. military. But the play, and McDonald's life, is also peppered with lighter moments. Again, playwright Doris Baisley.
They were talking about spirituality, and they were talking about meditation, and she said she believed in purring. She believed that she could learn a lot from her cat.
When it comes to cats, Bridget told me, I pray they purr.
But no, I think it's, a cat can teach you about focus and meditation. You know, they're very deep. A cat has a very deep thinking. So I used to kind of joke about, we purr for the world. And my cat agreed with me too. I called her a Catholic.
In the end, McDonald believes getting upset at people doesn't help anyone.
So, you know, I think it's good to just humorize it, and then softens and lets you go on, you know. Because I think anger slows you down in your cause. You know. But you can't help being angry about things, you know. But I don't have to act it out and let everybody suffer from my anger.
For KFAI, I'm Matthew Schneeman.